我成长的家庭呢是一个很平凡的家庭呢、
The family in which I grew up actually is very plain and ordinary family.
爸爸妈妈呢每一个星期呢会带我跟我的兄弟姊妹呢会去公园去玩。
And my parents would take us to, and us, my siblings to go to the park and play.
那么呢小孩子到了公园里面呢就到处乱跑，就是我们最快乐的一段时间了。
So when the kids get to the park and they would run around all over the place, it's the happiest time.
那么呢在我还没出生的时候呢在家里面发生一件事情。
Before I was born, something happened in a family.
当时呢是新年呢。
And that time was New Year.
那么我爸爸妈妈就带我的哥哥姐姐呢一同去公园。
My father would actually bring my older brother and sister to the park.
但是呢不知道为什么呢我的二姐呢到了公园以后呢都不见了。
For some strange reason, my older sister went to the park and then went missing.
那么呢我的爸爸妈妈很紧张就把所有的亲戚跟邻居叫来呢到公园里面去找。
So my parents got very nervous. We invite all the relatives to come to the park and search for her.
找了一两个小时都找不到。
After one or two hours, she still cannot find her.
他们心情呢就以为呢一定是给人拐带了。
So they came to a conclusion that the actor might have been kidnapped or nabbed by someone.
那么过了两个小时以后呢我的二姐又跑出来了。
So after 2 hours, my sister would just disappear.
Reappear.
Reappear.
Okay. 那么呢我爸爸妈妈就问他然后你去哪里呢？
So my parents asked her, where did you go?
原来呢她呢就跑进呢去球场里面呢看人家踢足球。
So actually she went to a neighboring park and went to watch soccer, watch a soccer game.
所以这个公园里面呢中间有一个球场的，然后她就跑进去里面看人家踢足球，看完了球赛完了，然后她又跑出来了。
So there's a soccer area within the park. After she went inside and watched the game, after the game is over, she came out.
你知道发生这件事情以后呢，有什么影响呢
？So you once that happened, do you know what kind of effect that brought about?
就是从我出生的那一天开始呢，我爸爸妈妈就会这样子告诉我。
So that from the day I was born, that my parents would tell me this.
你要小心这些拐带小孩的人啊。
So you got to be careful for those who actually come and actually nab little kids.
不要跟陌生人讲话。
Don't talk to any strangers.
人家给你糖果不要拿。
If someone give you candy, don't take them.
如果有人告诉你有好玩的，有小动物，你不要跟着去。
So if someone tells you there's something good to play or a small animal, don't go with them.
还有。记得要在父母的视线范围底下活动。
So you can also need to be within the sight of your parents and to run around only in that area.
其实呢，你想一想，我们做父母的，你可以用最好的食物，去养大你的儿女啦。
So you know, as parents, we can have the best food to bring up your kids.
你可以用最大的心血呢，去培养他成为一个成人。
So you can use the best of all efforts to bring them up to be an adult.
但是如果你的小孩被人拐带呢，那么你所有努力呢就没有了。
So, but if your child is taken by someone else, all the efforts would go in vain.
我相信呢，这个是为什么保罗呢，他在结束罗马书的时候最后一段又来提醒教会一次。
So therefore, in the same way, Paul at the end of the letter would actually remind the church the same way.
他就是要提醒教会，你要小心异端。
So he reminded the church to be careful of the occult.
原因呢，就是罗马是一个呢，当时最大的城市。
So Rome is actually one of the biggest cities in the area.
很多人呢, 会经过这个城市。
A lot of people go through the city.
很多人会来他们的教会。
A lot of people will come to the church.
也有很多人呢, 会来教会里面寻找他们的帮助。
A lot of people will come to church and seek their help.
所以呢, 也有很有可能呢, 异端会来到他们中间去影响他们。
So it's a high probability that the occults would come and actually would affect them.
所以呢, 如果他们不小心的时候, 给这些假的, 师父去影响的时候呢, 那么他们的工作就把, 白费了。
So if they're not careful, would be affected by these false teachers, all the work would have been in vain.
我先要解释一下什么叫异端呢?
So let me just first explain what it means by cults.
异端这个字的词是呢, 我相信只有在教会里面才用的。
The word occult perhaps is only used in churches.
平常我们生活呢, 比较少用。
So it's very rare that we would use that in our daily lives.
异端跟异教有什么不同呢?
What is the difference between the occult and also false teaching?
我也想不到怎么翻译 我想过是world religion 啊, 或者怎么样 我举个例子 异教就是好像回教啊 佛教啊 印度教啊 这些就是异教
So other religion is for example Buddhism or Muslims and other religion
他们呢是明明告诉你的 我们所拜的神呢 跟你们基督教所拜的神呢 是不一样的
It's very clear that they would tell you what you worship is very different from what we worship in Christianity
异端的例子呢 就好像我们说 摩门教啊 耶和华见证人会啊
The cult would be like Jehovah Witness and Mormons
他们呢 会告诉你 我们也是 基督徒啊 但是呢, 我们从圣经的角度去看他们呢, 却觉得他们其实敬拜的跟我们不一样。
They would also tell you they're Christians, but we would actually examine closely what they believe that it's actually very different from a biblical standpoint.
所以呢, 你可以简直想呢, 异端呢, 就好像一个 木牌客一样。
So you can think about it, it's actually the cult is almost like a falsified product.
所以呢,它是一个, 假冒的一个, 宗教。
So it's actually somewhat of a disguised religion.
所以呢,这个就是为什么呢, 保罗这么紧张。
So that is why Paul is so nervous.
你想一想呢, 你平常你吃的药, 比方说是, 心脏药, okay? 如果是假的, 对你的影响, 会有多大?
So you can, for example, if you actually take medication, for example, medication for your heart, that has a severe impact on your health.
因为呢, 它不单止不会医好你,
not only would it not heal you,
它会害死你,
it would actually hurt you to the point of actually cause you to die.
所以呢, 这个就是保罗呢, 为什么他结束罗马书的时候呢, 要提醒我们要守望跟信靠。
So therefore, that is why Paul, as a closing of this book of Romans, to remind us to be careful and also watch out.
首先呢, 保罗提醒我们呢, 要提防这个异端。
So the first one is Paul reminds us to watch out for the cult.
17节说, 弟兄们, 哪些离间你们, 叫你们跌倒的, 背负所学的知道的人, 我劝你们要留意躲避他们。
So in 17 says, I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause division and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them.
留意这个字呢, 其实就是监视的意思。
So watch out has a meaning of
监视。
Oh, it's actually to watch out very, very closely.
Okay. 所以呢,这个, 就好像呢,你把他们认出来, 定做他们一样。
So almost as if you actually have to pick them out and also keep a close eye on them.
所以呢，异端呢，但是异端呢，它不容易去分辨出来呀。
Because occult are very difficult to be identified.
原因就是因为圣经说了，他们是透进教会里面去的。
The scripture tells us actually these cults would actually sneak into the church very carefully.
他们的外表呢，跟一般的基督徒呢是没有分别的。
So on the outside, they have no difference from other Christians.
所以圣经呢，耶稣曾经形容他们是外面配着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
So the scripture described them as actually a wolf covered with sheep's clothing.
那么我们怎么把他们认出来呢？
So how can we identify them?
那么一段呢，他在保罗在十七十八节呢里面呢就告诉我们他的特征。
So in verse 17 and into 18, actually Paul tells them how to identify them.
首先呢，在十七节里面呢，他形容他们是离间你们，叫你们跌倒，背负所学之道的。
So in verse 17, it describes them as actually someone who caused division and put obstacles in your way. To cause you to stumble.
所以呢，他的意思就是说呢，这些人所教的东西呢，是被违背圣经、违背师徒所教的。
So what they're saying is actually what the kind of teaching these people have is against the scripture, against what they normally is taught.
那我们知道呢，教会的根基呢，就是耶稣基督啊。
So we know the foundation of the church is Jesus Christ.
那么耶稣基督升天的时候呢，他就差派门徒去传福音。
So when Jesus ascended in heaven, he told the disciples to spread the gospel.
所以你可以说呢，特别就是耶稣曾经跟随耶稣的十二个门徒里面，他们最后十一个呢，他们呢是耶稣在地上的代表人呢。
So you can think of the 12 disciples, or now to eventually turn to the 11, they are the representatives of Jesus Christ on earth.
因为他们从耶稣里面直接的学到他的教训，所以他把耶稣的教训给教会。
Because they learn directly from Jesus, so therefore they're taking their teaching and teach it directly to the church.
所以使徒的教训呢，就成为分辨真假的一个标准了。
So the teaching from the apostle becomes the standard by which the right and wrong can be discerned.
使徒他自己也很清楚。
The apostle is also very clear.
这个就是呢，你看使徒约翰呢，在约翰一书四章的第六节里面说。
So you can see that actually from apostle John in the book of 1 John chapter 4 it says,
我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们就可以认出真理和谬枉的灵来。
It says we are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood.
那么我们现在从哪里找到使徒的教训呢？
So how can we actually find the teachings of the apostles?
就是从圣经里面。
And that is from the scripture.
因为使徒把他的教训写下来，成为我们的新约圣经。
Because all the apostles wrote it down in the New Testament, so become a Bible.
所以保罗提醒我们呢，异端有一个共通点，这个共通点就是他们会违背圣经的。
So Paul tells us there is one common theme, and that is those people would not actually obey the Bible.
那么他们违背圣经呢，通常有两个表现呢。
So what is contrary against the scripture usually come in the form of two expressions.
第一个表现就是呢，他们在圣经以外再加上其他的权威。
So the one example, one key thing is that they would add other authorities besides the Bible.
这个权威可能是另外的一本书，可能是好像在摩门教里面，他们有摩门经。
So the one example it would be they would add other books, and for example in the Mormonism they would add the Book of Mormons.
或者呢，这个权威呢可能是一个人。
For example, other examples would be the authority would be another person.
但是他们告诉你呢，他们这些其他的权威呢，是跟圣经或者是在圣经以上的权威。
So they would tell you these authorities would be also aside from the Bible or even above or beyond the Bible.
这个就是为什么保罗说呢，他们呢会离间你们，绊倒你们的。
So that is why the scripture, the Paul says actually, this would actually cause you to stumble.
第二个表现呢是比较难发现的。
The second one is also more difficult to discover.
原因呢就是呢他们会用好像讲同一样的话，用同一个词，但是呢他们有不同的解释。
The other one is it would be using the same term but use a different meaning.
比方说耶和华见证人会
For example, the Jehovah Witnesses.
你问他耶稣是不是神呢
？You ask him, is Jesus Christ the Lord?
那么他们
is God?
他们会告诉你是啊。
They will tell you yes.
但是在他们的理念里面呢，神是有大小之分的。
But within that, they would actually have different kind of ranking.
所以呢，他们心目中讲到耶稣是神呢，只是如果你再问他的时候，耶稣只是一个小神呢。
When you ask him whether or not Jesus is a God, he would say actually, would say that Jesus is actually a smaller, level God.
耶和华才是至大的神。
Jehovah is a greater God.
但是呢，圣经是告诉我们的神呢，这个字就是讲到呢，我们这一位三位一体。
But the scripture tells us that our God is the triunal God, comes in three persons.
所以呢，他们是好像讲的话跟我们一样，用的词是一样，但是他们背后有另外一个意思。
But what they say and what the terms they use may be the same, but behind that they have a different meaning.
另外有一个例子，我觉得是更难去发现的。
But another aspect is also even more difficult to identify.
这群人呢也是用同一个词，但是他们有不同的解释。
But these people would use the same term, but it's very difficult to explain.
我们叫这些人呢叫新派的神学家。
We would call these people as modernism churches.
其实呢，他们从现在的角度来看呢，一点都不新了。
From a today's standpoint, they may not appear to be new.
因为呢，他们已经是一百年前呢，从欧洲里面传到美国了。
Because they came about over 100 years ago from the Europe to the United States.
他们有一个特点呢，就是他们不相信圣经里面的神迹。
The one key thing is they do not believe the miracles that occur in the Bible.
所以呢，他们不相信耶稣从死里面复活。
So therefore, they would not believe that Jesus resurrected from death.
他们不相信耶稣呢是童女所生的。
So they do not believe that Jesus Christ came from virgin birth.
他们也不相信呢耶稣死在十字架上面呢有什么代赎的功能。
So they also don't believe the sacrificial, the crucif- when Jesus was crucified on the cross, they actually come about with the grace salvation.
但是如果你问一个受新派神学影响的一个人呢，你问他，你相不相信耶稣复活啊？
So you might, if you ask someone from a modernism church, you know whether or not Jesus had resurrected,
他会说相信。
They would say believe.
那么你问他，你相信他的身体复活吗
？Do you believe that actually his body has been resurrected?
他说不是，我不是这个意思。
But they would tell you that's not what he meant. They meant.
他说他相信一个精神上面的复活。
Do you believe that actually he was resurrected in a mental or spiritual sense?
你问他是什么意思，他会举例，好像毛主席啊，他死掉了，是不是
？So if we ask him what it means, but he might say Chairman Mao he had passed away.
但是呢，他共产主义的这个理论呢，还是存在在我们的心里面。那么他这精神呢，就是复活了。
So, but his the communism idea is actually continued to live on, and therefore, in that sense, he has resurrected.
所以呢，你看那这些人呢，他你跟他讲话的时候，你以为他跟你相信是同一样。So
when you talk to them, you might think that what they believe is the same.
但是其实他们却不一样。But
what they believe is not the same.
在美国呢，过去一百年呢，其实呢有很多宗派呢受新派神学所影响。So
within the last 100 years, a lot of churches has been affected by these new as new churches.
包括呢，我在 PowerPoint 上面列的，好像这个 American Baptist Church， 就是有一个浸信会的一个宗派。
So including, for example, what's shown on the slide here, the American Baptist Church.
ELCA 就是一个路德会的一个宗派。
ELCA and also one of the Lutheran churches.
还有呢，就是一个长老会的 PCUSA 也是一个受圣派神学所影响的。
And also the Presbyterian Church USA is also affected by these new modernism churches.
所以呢，我鼓励你们年轻人，当你有一天呢，念大学的时候呢，你选教会呢，你要小心呢。So
I encourage you young people as they are selecting churches to be careful.
就在好像如果你去U of Minnesota 念书的时候，有一间很大的浸信会，他们的。 教会的名字上面就是讲到有一个小的一句话，讲到他们是一个liberal church，就是很明显的告诉你他们的立场啊。So
if you go to the University of Minnesota study, and one of the churches there, actually on the bottom it says, they actually said the liberal church, so they don't tell you where they stand.
但是很多人呢，他不会告诉你，但是我们要小心去选择。
So a lot of people don't tell you that, so you need to be careful when you select one.
异端的另外一个特征呢，我说的它是虚有词表啊。Another
characteristic of the church is actually
hypocrisy.
It's a hypocrisy.
这个在18节里面呢，保罗说，因为这样的人不服侍我们主基督，只服侍自己的肚。 杜甫用花言巧语，有话哪些老实人的心。So
in verse 18 it says, "For such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. By smooth talks and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people."
一个牧师，一个侍奉神的人呢，应该是耶稣基督的仆人呢。A pastor,
someone who serves God, should be the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这些假的师父呢，他却是侍奉自己的土父。But
these false pastors will only be serving their own appetite.
这个不单指呢是讲他们是为了钱而侍奉。Not
only are they talking about this serving because of money.
因为呢，在希腊人的文化里面呢，土父就是我们所有情欲的根源呢。So
in within the Greek culture, what's for the stomach is actually the source of all the desires.
所以呢，它是形容他们是一个给情欲所控制的一个人呢。That
is to describe them. They are the ones who are controlled by their own desires.
很多时候啊，一个人给情欲控制的，他们会表现在他们贪钱呢。So
the one someone who has been controlled by the desire would be, for example, someone who desire more money.
他们会在情欲上面不能控制呢。They
cannot control their lusts and desires.
可能他们贪权呢。And
perhaps they seek more power.
但是无论他们是怎么样，但是呢，就好像呢，提摩太后书3章第5节里面讲的，他们有金钱的外貌，却背了金钱的实意。If
these are the people, almost like what's described in 2 Timothy 3:5, they have a form of godliness, but denying its power.
他们讲话呢，能够用很，十八节讲到了花言巧语去诱惑你们。
The way they talk is almost like in verse 18, they would with smooth talk and flattery, they would deceive the minds of naive people.
但是他们教是一套，但是他们做出来却是另外一套。
So what they teach is one thing, what they do is another.
所以呢，我知道呢，很多人呢，现代的人呢，他喜欢呢在电视上面崇拜啊。
So I see that the modern day people would actually like to worship, actually watch these TV shows about worshiping.
他们连教会也不用去了。
They think that they don't no longer need to go to church.
我知道这个是很方便。
I know this is very convenient.
但是呢，我告诉你，这个是一件危险的事。
But I tell you this is one dangerous thing.
因为你没有办法平常的时候去观察这个牧师是一个怎么样的一个人。
Because there's no way you can observe what the pastor is like during normal day and daily.
你不知道他是不是一个虚有其表的一个人。 这是 hypocrite.
You don't know whether or not he's a hypocritic person.
所以呢，保罗命令我们，我们呢要把这些异端呢去认出来，去不要受他们的影响。
But so Paul commanded that actually we identify these cults and actually get rid of them.
十四节呢告诉我们呢要躲避他们。
And verse 17 teaches us to actually run away from them.
这个呢，也是使徒约翰呢，在约翰二书的一章10到11节告诉我们的。
This is also something that the apostle and his disciple John also talk about in 2 John chapter 1.
他说了，若有人到你们哪里，不是全且教训呢，不要接他们到家里，也不要问他们的安，因为问他的安，就是在他恶行上有份。
He says, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take him into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work.
所以如果下一次有好像这些异端呢，耶和华见证人会敲你的门呢。
So next time when there are some of these occults and for example Jehovah's Witness knock on the door,
你应该怎么反应呢？
How should you respond?
我知道了，你 刚刚搬来的，他会马上会找你。我相信杨弟兄可能已经有人敲你的门了。
So anyone who comes into the town would be visited by some of these people, maybe perhaps a brother Yang, someone already visited you.
我希望从圣经告诉我们，就是你不要问他的安。
The scripture tells us that you do not greet them.
你不要看他，哎，怎么辛苦哈。 下雪你还来找我，进来坐坐，不要这样子。
Don't welcome them. You see the weather is so bad with the snow. You don't ask them to invite you in your house. Come and sit down.
也不要跟他辩论。
And don't argue with them.
你就告诉他我没有兴趣关门。
So you just tell them you have no interest in closing the door.
我知道呢，我们中间弟兄姐妹有很有爱心的。
I know that within the brothers and sisters there is a lot of welcomings. Very nice.
你可能呢也有这个好奇心，就是想知道他们是信什么。
So perhaps you're also curious. You want to know what they believe.
但是呢，我们要听保罗所教我们的，就是要躲避他们。
So, but we need to hear what Paul is telling us. So, run away from them.
这个呢也是保罗呢提醒，罗马教会在19节里面说。 你们服从已经全预众人，所以我为你们欢喜。但我愿意你们在善上聪明，在恶上愚拙。And
what Paul says in verse 19 says, everyone has heard about your obedience, so rejoice because of you. I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil.
那当我们听到这边的时候呢，你可能会很担忧啊。
And when we hear about this, perhaps you're very worried.
原来呢，这些异端，这些假的师傅会出来的，好像把我们拐带去走的。
So all these false teachers, perhaps they're all going to nap us and nap us away.
但是我鼓励大家，我们不用为这个事情担心。
I encourage you that you don't have to worry about this.
因为如果我们能够信靠神的时候，神会保护我们的。
Because when we trust in God, He will protect us.
这个呢就是保罗在二十节到二十七节所告诉我们的。
Because this is what Paul tells us in verse 20 to 27.
首先呢，在二十节里面呢，保罗把神最终的计划告诉我们的。
Because Paul tells us actually about talk about God's plan to us.
二十节他说，赐平安的神快要降撒旦，遣他在你们脚下，愿我主耶稣基督的恩常与常和你们同在。
Because it tells us in verse 20, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you.
在这边的你们呢，不是讲到我们个别的弟兄姊妹啊。
What it says is actually you is not talking about individual brothers and sisters.
但是呢，是讲到教会这个整体。
It talked about the church in a whole.
就是他。保罗告诉我们，有一天神会指责教会去遣他这个撒旦。
So Paul tells us one day, because of God, he will actually crush the protecting church.
他还有，其实这个也是耶稣曾经这样子预言教会。
It is also something that Jesus has prophetically told about the church.
他告诉我们呢，他应许教会呢，就是阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
He also promised that the power of Hades would not overcome the church.
所以你看见呢，其实教会在神的计划里面呢，是有一个很重要很重要的地位。
You see that the church within God's plan is a very important role, take on a very important role.
所以呢，神可以通过这个他的教会去保守他的儿女。
So through the church, it will protect his children.
我家里面呢，第一个信耶稣的是我哥哥。
The first one who accepted Jesus Christ as a savior as is my brother.
他信了耶稣以后呢，就把我三个姐姐跟我呢一同带进教会了。
So after he has become a Christian, he brought his own to the three sisters and me into the church.
我当时的年纪呢，就跟你们年轻人差不多了。
My age at that time is about the same as you young people.
可能跟 David 差不多。我当时是
about the same as David.
我当时十三岁。
I was a 13-year-old at the time.
那么呢，我们四个人呢，其实呢是对基督教一点认识都没有的。
At that time, all four of us actually have no idea about the Christianity.
但是我们听了圣经，听了福音以后呢，我们就很有兴趣。
But after we heard about the scripture, heard about the gospel, we became very interested.
只有学习圣经的机会呢，我们都会去。
So every time we have the opportunity to learn about the Bible, we would come.
有一天呢，我就在家里面的信箱里面呢，收到一个传单。
So one day within the mailbox, I received this flyer.
原来呢，就在不远的我们家旁边的一个很大的教堂呢，它有一个圣经的讲座。
So there is a church not too far from my house actually has a seminar about the Bible.
那么呢，我们四个人知道以后呢，我们都很高兴。
So the four of us who heard about it, we were very excited.
所以我们打算呢，他开始，因为是整个礼拜的晚上的，所以我们打算呢，他开始的第一天我们就去。
So this is a week-long seminar. So the first day, so we want to go there around the first day.
他们是。这一天呢，第一天是星期天呢，那么呢，我们还是平常一样的去我们去的教会。
So the first day was started on a Sunday, so we normally still go to the church that we normally attend.
早上的时候呢，我们儿童主日学呢就去旅行了。
So the first day, in the morning, our Sunday school teacher, children's Sunday school teacher went on a picnic.
那么呢，旅行的时候呢，我不知道为什么呢。我就跟教会的牧师谈起来了。
So for some reason during the picnic, I talk about this with our pastor.
牧师就问我，你今天有什么计划？
The pastor asked me what kind of plans you have today.
我告诉他晚上呢，我们要参加 某某教会的一个圣经讲座。
So I told him that we were going to go to this so and so church for this seminar on this Bible.
然后牧师就问我这个教会什么名字啊？
The pastor asked me what's the name of this church.
我大概记得就是耶和华见证人会。
We actually remember it was a Jehovah Witness Church.
然后这个牧师听到以后呢，他很简单告诉我，这个是一个异端，你们不要去。
So after he heard it, the pastor told me very simply, this is an occult, don't go.
其实我也不知道什么是异端，但是他说不要去了，我就不去啊。
Actually, I didn't know what occult means, so he told me not to go, so I didn't go.
我每一次我想起当时这个事情的时候呢。
Everything other time I think about this incident,
我觉得呢是神保护我。
I actually really realized that actually God was protecting me.
因为我问你，你是一个年轻人，你会不会主动跟一个牧师讲话？
I may tell you that you are a young person. Would you actually take the initiative and talk to the pastor?
一定不会啦。
Of course not.
但是不知道为什么这一天我就跟这个牧师谈话了。
But I don't know why on that day I actually initiated a discussion with the pastor.
如果不是神主动的去保护我呢，我大概我跟我姐姐呢就不会相信福音了。
So it's really because of the God protecting us that we were actually my sister and I would receive the gospel.
我们大概呢就会去了耶和华见证人会，永远不会信耶稣。
We probably went to this Jehovah Witness Church and would not believe the gospel.
但是呢，保罗告诉我们，我们其实不用怕，我们的神会把撒旦践踏在教会的脚下。
But Paul tells us that we don't have to be afraid. This God would actually put Satan underneath the church.
二十五节呢，告诉我们呢，我们的神呢是能够保护我们的。
And in verse 25, it tells you this is a church that would protect us.
他说呢，唯有神能坚固你们的心。
They would talk about this is the God who is able to protect your heart.
坚固这个字呢，就是使我们在灵命上面成长的意思。
So to establish actually allow us to continue to grow.
那么神怎么去坚固我们呢？
So how is God going to be able to establish us?
那么呢，二十五节呢，就讲到是保罗说，我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督。
So actually, in verse 25, he talk about the gospel and the message I proclaim about Jesus Christ.
保罗前强调这个是我的福音。
Paul emphasizes this is our gospel.
这个就是讲到他使徒所传的福音了。
And that is about the gospel that the apostle were teaching.
也就是我们圣经里面的福音。
And that is the same gospel that we talk about in the Bible.
那么这个福音是讲什么呢？
And what is this gospel teaching?
就是讲到耶稣基督。
And that is about Jesus Christ.
因为福音的中心就是耶稣基督。
Because the central theme of the gospel is Jesus Christ.
他在二十一节里面呢，讲到了这个福音呢，本来是永古忍藏不言的奥秘。
And actually, this talk about in the verse 21 is actually, in verse 26 is keeping with the revelation mystery hidden for long ages past.
但是呢，他
The prophetic writings by the.
Okay.
So actually, the revelation mystery hidden for long ages past.
所以呢，这个福音本来是一个奥秘。
So the gospel originally is a mystery.
但是呢，二十六节告诉我们呢，现在已经显明出来了。
So now the verse 26 says now has been revealed.
所以呢，这个福音再不是一个奥秘了。
So this gospel is no longer a mystery.
很多异端呢，他会告诉你我有新的启示。
So a lot of cults will tell you there will be a lot of new revelation.
他说呢，我们知道呢是一个新的奥秘。
So we know it's a new mystery.
所以你必须要听他。
So therefore you need to listen to him.
但是这个不是圣经不是这样子告诉我们。
But this is not what how the scripture tells us.
圣经告诉我们这个福音已经显明出来了现在。
So scripture tells us that this is, has been revealed.
如果我们回到耶稣基督这个福音里面，我们就安全了。
So if we return to this Jesus, the mystery, the gospel according to Jesus Christ, we'll be saved.
弟兄姊妹，我们要守望，也要信靠神。
So, brothers and sisters, we need to watch, but also need to trust.
我们常常会遇到异端来到我的面前，我们面前。
So we would encounter cults all the time in front of us.
我们要遵守保罗的提醒，就是要逃避他们。
So we need to obey Paul's teaching, and that is to run away from them.
就是他们敲门，你就关门。
And that is when they come knock on the door, that you close the door.
如果你家里面有受过他们的砍污的时候呢，我鼓励你把它丢掉啊。
So if we actually have pamphlets, actually they turn, I encourage you to just throw them away.
如果你不太确定这些是不是从这些异端来的，那么你拿给我，我看一看，我可以告诉你。
So if you're not quite sure this is come from cults, and they bring them to me, so I can actually take a look at them.
我知道呢，有一些特别在我们 Woodbury 的家庭呢，有些人呢每一个礼拜他们会来他们家里面带他们查经的。
So I know within the church in Woodbury, the city of Woodbury, some would actually come and actually study the Bible with them.
所以呢，现在你们知道，就不要再跟他们。如果你们认识有前职人，就劝他们不要再跟这些异端去查经了。
So if you know of somebody like that, I tell them not to continue to study the Bible with these folks.
因为异端会把我们拐带离开神的。
So because these cults would actually lead us away from our God.
另外一方面，我鼓励大家继续来到教会里面。
Another thing is, I would encourage you to continue to come to our church.
因为神可以通过教会去保护我们。
Because through the church, God will protect us.
通过讲道，通过主日学，通过团契的机会，我们会了解福音是什么。
And through the sermons, through the Sunday school, through small group, we would actually recognize what gospel is like.
神会通过这个方法去坚固我们。
And God would use all these methods to strengthen us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你应许我们，你有一天会把撒旦践踏在教会的脚下。
Because you promised us one day you would actually crush Satan under the church's feet.
我们仰赖神你的保护。
Lord, we rely on your protection.
也帮助我们会提防这些异端的攻击。
And help us so we can guard against the attack of these cults.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to a prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.